Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Danielle Morgan, and she's the Youth Development Coordinator for Adair County. Good morning to you, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Danielle, I want to visit with you about a project that actually started back in August and is going strong, called the Clubhouse Wolverines. And I don't think it has anything to do with hunting.
No, it doesn't. So basically, Clubhouse Wolverines is an after-school program that we started back in August. It's every Monday and Thursday of every week. Holidays and breaks are excluded from that. Kids can come right after school. They play outside for a little bit, depending on weather. They come inside, they get a healthy snack, they work on a craft project in STEM, and then they have dinner, and then they play some games until parents come at 6:30.
Great. And what school, where is this held?
It's currently in the Nottoway Valley school system.
Okay. How did you decide to do this?
Well, back in, I think it was January, we got an email about this grant application that was going on through the state extension office, and we were looking and we were kind of thinking and talking about something that we could do for this grant. And one of the requirements was that it had to be a new innovative program. So I thought for a little bit about, you know, what needs there were in the county or in our community, and there really wasn't a whole lot for after-school programs. And so, you know, I just decided to start one up, try to fill that need.
Yeah, it's. I think there's a lot of research done on the trouble that kids can get into after school if they're home alone, or maybe with a buddy,
exactly.
Maybe with another person that's
exactly.
Even more trouble can brew up. So what age group does this cover?
It's all ages K through 12.
Okay.
Our high school kids that come, they help out more than they participate,
sure.
And that's awesome because it gives us that little extra help that we need to make sure everything gets covered.
And it's great experience for them.
Oh, of course. And they can use the hours for their Silver Cord program that's going on now at the high school.
Uh-huh. So great. So what kinds of activities? You mentioned they play outdoors some days, but inside, what's some of the variety of activities that you do?
Right. So what we do is we split them up into two groups, and then one group will do craft, and then the other will do a STEM project, and then they'll switch. So at our last session on Thursday, they made puzzles out of popsicle sticks for their craft, and then they made Play-Doh out of, shaving cream and cornstarch.
I've heard about that shaving cream stuff, and it's pretty awesome.
Yes, it was awesome, but it was messy.
Yeah, of course.
But they helped. Oh, yeah, they helped clean it up, so it was just fine.
But that's just adds to the fun, doesn't it, if it's messy?
Oh, they love getting messy.
Yeah.
They told me.
And then you mentioned you have an evening meal also, or just snacks?
We also have a meal.
All right. And so, and you're open till 6:30, or does that depend on when parents are available to pick up kids?
No, so all kids must be picked up by 6:30, and we decided that time so that parents could, if they were commuting from Des Moines or somewhere far away, they would have that time to come to Greenfield, drop their stuff off at home, maybe get some grocery shopping done if they needed to, and then come and pick up their kids from the program.
How would you evaluate the success at this point?
I would say it's pretty successful. We didn't expect to have this many kids. You know, we were kind of thinking the first session we'd have maybe three or four, but we ended up having 15, and that's been pretty consistent through the entire time we've been doing it. You know, the month and a half we've been doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me it's a great benefit for those youth that are participating, and I would think parents are just saying, thank goodness.
Oh, I'm sure. We're trying to help parents out as much as we can with this.
It's kind of tough, as you mentioned. Some of your parents are coming from Des Moines, and that's where they work. And to find childcare, it's a real challenge. And so you've taken care of this after-school time, which is a really important time that kids get watched after. Do you do educational programs, too?
So our STEM is our educational portion of it. So a lot of times when we do STEM, we try to have them figure out problems for themselves. So I'll give them some type of problem. There was one day we built Legos, and they had to figure out how to build a roller coaster and the components of a roller coaster, how to make it go, different things like that. So the education for us is through STEM. And then we're also trying to get to the point where we can get some more information from Iowa State, and we can give parents pamphlets or flyers or different information about nutrition, healthy living, exercise, different things like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we're just through the Fire Prevention Week, and sometimes kids think they can do things that they really shouldn't be doing. So those kind of everyday living tasks sometimes need some education.
Right, yes. And one of those living tasks that we're trying to do is every once in a while, if it's appropriate, we take kids into the kitchen. We have them cook with us. That way they're learning kitchen safety. They're learning about nutrition, all the different components of that, what to do when the stove is on, if there's a pot of boiling water, you know, and when to ask parents for help, when they can actually help, and knowing those limits.
Yes, it's really important because in my past experience with kids, I know sometimes they want to do a lot of things that maybe you're a little out of their reach at whatever age they're at.
Oh, yes, very independent.
Okay. So let's talk about maybe a couple of other programs, Danielle, that are going on in Adair County, other youth programs. You got something big coming up here in the next month?
4-H enrollment.
Yes.
Is open, of course, so if anyone's interested in 4-H in Adair County, you can go ahead and call our office. Emily Ide is the person to speak to. She's our new county youth coordinator for the program. And then we also have our awards day coming up, and that's the first Sunday in November. I believe it's the 4th.
Okay. And
so,
what ages, you know, there's different kinds of 4-H programs. What are the ages that are covered?
So 4-H is 4th through 12th grade. As soon as you enter 4th grade, you can enroll in 4-H. If you're K through 3rd grade, there's a program called Clover Kids, and I actually am in charge of that. It's the first Saturday of every month, so we had our first one on October 6th. It went very well, so if anyone's interested in Clover Kids, they can contact me, and I'll get them signed up.
And where do you meet with Clover Kids?
We meet at the Greenfield City Hall meeting room.
Okay. So lots of activities there to kind of get kids, again, keep them busy, get them learning, and
yes.
Kind of, I'm guessing a lot of them come with their friends.
Yeah, they do. They all know each other.
So great fun with that. And the there is an upper limit of age for 4-H, is there not?
Yeah, so it's 4th grade through 12th grade.
Okay.
So you can be in it the entire time you're in your high school years, and then some colleges do have a collegiate 4-H program. It all kind of depends on where you go.
And you notice, Danielle, that I'm used to talking age-wise, and actually it's not age, it's grade. So that's the
right, yeah.
The guideline is grade, not age.
Correct.
Were you a 4-H'er, Danielle?
I was a 4-H'er. I did it for, oh goodness, I don't know how many years, but I was a Clover kid starting out. And then I moved into 4-H, and I think my last year of 4-H was in 8th grade.
Okay. What's a fond memory?
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say probably my bucket bottle calf exhibit. It was just a huge learning experience for me. I wasn't very good at it, but I went out there, and I tried, and the judge told me I was talking to my calf too much because I would bend down, and I'd pet him, and I'd let him know he was doing a good job, and so he told me not to get too attached to my farm animals.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's easy for them to become pets, and then they're gone. So, good advice from that judge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So if people need information about Clubhouse Wolverines, about 4-H, about any of these other programs, what contacts can they make?
You can contact the Adair County Extension Office, and that number is 641-743-8412.
Okay. And, when I look for things from Iowa State, I just go Iowa State, sometimes Extension in the county, and it pops up. I don't have to remember an address. It'll just pop up there for you. And you can see the staff and the programs and lots of good stuff going on there. We want to thank you very much, Danielle Morgan, for the work you're doing for these kids and for visiting with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's the thought. I must do something always solves more problems than something must be done.